Nearly 1,000 Utahns have died from COVID-19 since the pandemic began in March. This month, KUER is remembering the lives of some, including longtime Garfield County nurse Marnie Miller Blevins. From KUER Southwest News Bureau, Lexi Peary tells us about 49-year-old Blevins, who friends and family say was always joking around with those she loved.
Deanne Brown first met Blevins through their jobs at Garfield Memorial Hospital, and they grew to be good friends.
People really enjoyed her because she could just kind of get away with saying things to people that nobody else would probably dare say. So she had a fun, real fun personality.
Blevins worked as a nurse for 25 years, first at the hospital and then in home hospice care. Her sister-in-law, Ashley Miller, says she had a connection with the older people she cared for.
She was the type of nurse that really, you could tell, really cared because she'd sit and visit with them. She wouldn't just go take care and leave.
Blevins also leaves behind three children.
She loved those kids. They were her everything. Everything she did was for them.
Family friend AJ Johnson says going to Lake Powell with her and her family in the summer was always a highlight, and she kept everyone laughing.
She would definitely be the one that was always there to pull the pranks and make jokes and give, you know, funny gifts that some you could talk about, some you couldn't talk about.
Blevins learned she had COVID-19 during a routine test for her job. She also had diabetes, and within a week of her diagnosis, she was in St. George's ICU. Johnson says losing someone to COVID-19 has shown him how seriously to take the pandemic.
It kind of makes me wonder a little bit, well, if people would have done a little bit better with what they were asked to do before she passed away, would it have avoided this?
Blevins died October 11th, surrounded by her family. Lexi Peary, KUER News.